First-time visitors to the nation's capital are sometimes puzzled to see license plates that read, "Taxation without representation." The slogan protests the fact that the District of Columbia has no votes in the United States Congress. This morning, the latest in a long line of efforts to change that, at least in part, a bill was introduced that would give Washington a vote in the House of Representatives. It's called the D.C. Fair and Equal House Voting Rights Act of 2006, sponsored by Representative Thomas Davis of Virginia and Washington, D.C.'s congressional delegate, Eleanor Holmes Norton. To overcome Republican objections that D.C.'s vote would almost certainly go to the Democrats, the bill calls for an additional congressional district in the state of Utah, which would almost certainly go to a Republican. Joining us now to talk about this is Lori Montgomery, Metro reporter for The Washington Post, with us from their studio here in Washington, D.C. Good of you to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
And this is the essence of this compromise, the trade-off with the extra district for Utah?
That's right. Although that piece of the compromise has been around now for about 2 years. Davis introduced the bill, I believe, in August of 2004. The problem since then is getting the Democrats to sign on, and particularly Norton, who had her own bill pushing for a vote in the House and two votes in the Senate, like every other state.
Of course, Washington, D.C. is not a state. It's a federal district.
It is not a state.
And why is Eleanor, we
have our ambitions.
That's right. But why is Eleanor Holmes Norton now willing to take what some would say is a third of a loaf?
Well, it's a little bit unclear. Eleanor's explanation is that initially, the Democrats were concerned that adding another seat to Utah, which is an overwhelmingly Republican state, would give the Republicans another opportunity to do something like Tom DeLay tried to do in Texas, which is to redraw their lines and eliminate the district that now belongs to the only Democrat in the House from Utah, Tom Matheson. So there was a little suspicion on the part of the Democratic Party in general about what exactly was going on here. That concern was allayed in negotiations earlier this year when Davis suggested that they not redraw the lines in Utah. They just give him another representative and the guy or girl be elected statewide like a senator.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first piece. The second piece, according to Eleanor, was that Davis got House Judiciary Committee to agree to mark up the bill, which she felt would give more weight and more momentum to the idea than simply having Davis's committee government reform move it.
And this is within the purview of Congress to grant two additional congressional seats?
Apparently it is. Apparently the Constitution says nothing about how many people will serve in the Congress.
Hmm.
They can do it themselves.
Great. And what are the prospects of this piece of legislation now that both parties seem to be on board?
Well, everybody here seems very excited. In fact, the shadow senator, we have shadow senators since we don't have real senators. One of the shadow senators, Paul Strauss, said today, "What are we going to put on the license plates now? Taxation without more representation?" It appears that if the bill can get through government reform, which it is likely to do, and if the bill can get through the Judiciary Committee, which seems to be the question mark right now, the House leadership will allow it to come to a vote on the House, where Davis says he believes there is a majority to pass it. Davis and Norton are even now lining up sponsors in the Senate where they tell us they believe they can win a majority. And Davis has spoken directly with the president about this as recently as December, I believe. President Bush has said that he doesn't like the idea of statehood. He doesn't like the idea of giving the district two senators. But when Davis explained to him that, look, we're only going to give them something in the House, the president said, oh, that puts a different light on it, and said he would think about it.
And we'll all have to memorize a new number for 37.
Exactly.
Lori Montgomery, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Lori Montgomery, a Metro reporter for The Washington Post, with us from their studios here in Washington, D.C., which may get a vote in the House of Representatives. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.